If you'll join me now in a word of prayer. Spirit of celebration, motion and movement, spirit of survival, God of grace and the journey, teach us to inhabit our days. Teach us to have faith in the truth that you move with us, you go with us, and we go with you. Grant us an awareness of your presence in our boat, resting within the vessel that is us, moving in us, around us, and through us, in all of life's storms and uncertainties. In your many holy names we pray. Amen. When I was just learning how to drive, my dad took me out on a rural road, wisely so. Most of the midday traffic there were just squirrels, deer, raccoons, and tractors. I came upon a great big hill and awkwardly drove slower the closer that I got to the peak. Until just short of the crest, I had practically stopped. My dad asked, "Why?" I explained to him that I couldn't see the road any longer. It was all just hood and dashboard from what I saw. Dad smiled and said, "Don't slow down. Keep going. The road will be there when you get there." We can't always see the way clear, and we can't always see the other side. There are so many times in life that we have to proceed on faith. That belief in arrival and faith in survival are the only things that keep us moving forward on our journey. Now, previously in the month of Pride, we began in the early days of the ministry of Jesus, when all in one day, his family called him crazy, religious leaders told him that he was demon-possessed, and then sitting by the sea, he began to try to teach about the realm of God using parables, a means of telling a story that circles a point without touching it. It had to have been an exhausting day for him, and I can tell you that there have been times for me that I have come home so tired that I almost staggered, and it didn't matter whether Heather was playing Led Zepp on the stereo or watching the Avengers movie in full 7-speaker surround mode. I will be leaning against her on our soft sofa, a great big snoring bunny. So that Jesus was able to nap through a storm comes as absolutely no surprise to me, or any of you who have been there before. He was tired, and he just wanted to get to the other side. New horizons, new adventures, new people, a different location. You see, when we change locations, whether our movement is physical or whether it's theological, we change our perspective. We see things differently. And we are seen differently. When your physical or theological location changes, so do you. And it can be unsettling. As unsettled as a rapidly changing weather pattern, because change is not without challenge. It takes courage to step out there into it. So it is with you. Every time you are ready to go to the other side of your life, when you came out as gay, lesbian, or bi, crossing the stormy waters of family and relatives and society, days when you literally cannot see what the rest of your life might look like, but you keep going. Or when you disclosed to the world that you were trans, crossing the turbulent sea of genders, to follow and find your place among them, having no clear image of what your life might look like on the other side. Or when you were ready to cast off from all the known and familiar places in favor of the new and unknown, watching the sunset over a new horizon, leaving behind the safety of a house in exchange for the open road. not sleeping on solid ground anymore, but over a set of wheels every night. It is the way before you, and even when you don't know what it would look like until you get there, it is the other side. Or when you, as a straight soul, reach out to a GLBT community seeking to join them, to walk with them, and so set sail with a boatload of people, unlike you and yet so like you, all seeking to make the passage to the other side. We are all on that journey together. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Fear will not get you to the other side. I promise you that. Fear will not get you to the other side. Fear will get you stopped in your tracks. Fear will possess you. Fear will lock you up. It will freeze your words. Fear will not get you to the other side. Anxiety. Fear and anxiety have the same root, but they are different. Theologian Paul Tillich explains it like this. Fear has a definite object that can be faced. Anxiety can sometimes be worse because it often has no specific object to be faced. Paul suggests that the best way to approach both is just to jump in, to participate, discover the object and face it, dance with your fear, embrace it, move with it, and move through it with calm and with faith. Faith that you have what it takes within you to get to the other side. Sometimes you can't stop and look at what you're doing. You just have to do it. You have to be present and have faith in the Spirit, faith in the divinity that rests with you and within you, faith in your journey. There was a friend of mine in high school who, whenever things were going south in her world, she would always exclaim, "Sweet sleeping Jesus." Have you ever felt that way? I always think of her whenever the lectionary shuffles up this passage of scripture and I see her in the boat with the disciples trying to make it to the other side. Or I think of her when the times in my life when the storm seemed to swirl all around me and when I cannot be the best, I can only be the best that I can be. Now, I have to tell you, the body of water that they were crossing, the Sea of Galilee, is well known for sudden and severe shifts of temperament, swift, unsettled storms generated by the winds that follow, funnel and intensifies. They roar through the surrounding hills and canyons. For those who fished, sailing out on the Sea of Galilee, this was a well-known and constant occupational hazard. A part of their life, this was not new to them. So if they were afraid, it must have been a really bad storm. There may be times when you feel as if the divine is asleep in your life, is asleep within you. But also know that such times you will be encouraged to strengthen your faith, to believe in your ability to get to the other side, the faith to calm things down, to soothe yourself, to calm you down enough so that you can keep going to the other side. Now, there have been times in my life when I have done things, huge things, and the only reason I was able to do them is that by the grace of God, I thought that I could do them. And I believed that I could do them. And most of the time, I did them. So many times I have crossed to the other side on the breath of a prayer. And once you have crossed over a few times, once you have done things that others have thought impossible a few times, then you come to have a greater faith. Even knowing that the divine rests within you, calmly rests within you. Sweet sleep in Jesus. Fear of death, fear of not surviving, the fear can infest us and it can paralyze us. So many things in life require the belief that it is possible in order to make it so. One thing I have learned in all my travels is the irony that fear occupies and fills the very space in our soul where true security resides. Only when we have disarmed and expelled our fear with faith will security move in and set up shop. Then we truly become people of faith, who survive by faith, who live by faith, who get to the other side by faith, the faith to keep going even when the way is unclear and we can't see the other side, faith to crest the hill, weather the storm, with the knowledge that we will survive and that the other side will be there when we get there. So may it be. And now we come to a different type of community dialogue.